Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Today is Monday, 6th of March, and partly sunny morning here in Auroville on 25 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect partly sunny with a shower or thunderstorm in the area, and over the night mainly clear and warm. Temperatures from low of 26 to high of 32 with heat index on 39 degrees Celsius. Winds from south at 13 km per hour with occasional gusts on 22 km per hour. Moon is in first quarter, illuminated on 57%. This morning Anne-Marie visited us in the studio and we are featuring a short excerpt of our conversation on water group and photo contest depicting the essence of Auroville water. Good morning, Anne-Marie.
Good morning.
A while ago, I think about a month and a half, there was a good news. The water group is being formed, right? Mm-hmm. What was behind it? Where is the necessity?
Well, I think the necessity has always been there. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, the water group has been working for the past year and a half or so. Mm-hmm. The TDC requested a group to be formed in 2015. Mm-hmm. And a group of people came together and... One of the things I really like is that they stayed very quiet in their first couple of years, you know? They really tried to work out their differences and smooth the way toward a harmonious beginning before sort of announcing themselves to the Auroville community, which I really like. I really respect it. I came in later, so... Yeah, I learned that a bit. They've been thus far advising the TDC, and they're working to put together now a water management strategy for the city. And recognizing, of course, that they're not the first nor the last people working on water.
22nd of March is the World Water Day, right?
Yes.
You announced the photo contest, yeah?
Yes.
What do you mean by that? What if I want to take a picture, what should I do?
So the photo contest is one of our first steps to get the community involved. Yeah, to grow awareness. Also, it came from a very kind of, hopefully not selfish, but a personal aim because we do need graphics to establish our website and to establish a presence across the internet. So we're establishing, for instance, we're creating a website that hopes to be a resource for Aurovillians too. So if you have a leaky faucet, it'll have a it'll have a list of people you can call. Anyway, so we needed images and we wanted to get people involved, predominantly wanting to get people involved. So,
But that's a hard topic, no?
Yes, that's the fun.
I was thinking about it. There's no river. You could say, okay, that's our river. There's nothing like that. We don't have empty aquifers. How you can depict it? How you can do that?
I know.
It's not easy, no?
In fact, we've had people write us and say, you know, I'm intrigued, but I have no idea what you want. And that challenge is what we enjoy. You know, we want to push people. What is the essence of water in Auroville? Is it a crop? Is it a fountain at Machimantia? Is it Veragu?
Windmill?
Is it a windmill? These are all great questions. Is it the ocean? Is it Kalevali tank, swamp rather?
Yeah, or the local women who are carrying the water from the nearby tank?
Absolutely.
Or fountain or whatever.
I think all of these images are excellent.
Or monsoon?
Pictures of monsoon. So the question is, how is, and we really tried to leave it open, you know, essence of water in Auroville, how is this going to be, how do you want to capture it, and then sending those photos in, and it's open to everyone, professionals, amateurs, everyone can submit.
And the requirements, it has to be in JPEG, GNP or something, no?
Exactly, a few different formats, JPEG, GIF, and PNG.
Size?
And size we actually kept open, we can resize, we didn't want to really limit that much, we just want people to send in. Thus far we've had 11 entries. Which is really we're excited about.
11?
Yeah, which for us is great, you know?
Come on.
I think that's fantastic. But we're hoping
for
more.
There's so many people who are taking pictures. You know, everybody, almost everybody got phones now, so it's...
It's true. Anybody could send in a mobile image, absolutely.
Yeah.
So we'll see if more come in, but we're happy with what we've received so far.
The deadline is 15th of March, no?
15th of March, so that we have a week for the judges...
To choose.
To choose. And then that image will be given, it'll be used across all of our social media and our website with full appreciation for the photographer.
So all the credits go to the photographer.
Yeah.
And within this afternoon at 4:30 p.m. would be a meeting on wastewater at SIRE conference room. On Friday, 10th of March at 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we are welcome to attend presentation orienting today on self-sufficiency, enhancing Oroville local market to go from participating to engaging with a progressive accompaniment through different sharing modes towards the aspired prosperity. With Michael, MDJ, and Eve from Odumbo with Lotus Group, they offer us a proposal on a progressive integral economy per tous, and that would be CAT 12. And then the next week on 16, we will have an update on TDC restructuring and general meeting. The Oroville Council, together with the Resident Assembly Service, will be conducting this general meeting to present, discuss, and take questions on the proposal for TDC restructuring. A concept note of the terms of reference will also be presented. This afternoon at 7:30 p.m. at Youth Center, we are invited to Namas Pamos, a brass band from Marseille. You can join them to an evening of music, food, and fun. 8th of March is marks International Women's Day, originally called International Working Women's Day, and is celebrated on 8th March every year. In different regions, the focus of celebrations ranges from the general celebration of respect, appreciation, and love towards women for their economic, political, and social achievements. The day also marks a call to action for accelerating gender parity. The earliest Women's Day observance were held on February 28, 1909, in New York. In the West, International Women's Day was first observed as a popular event after 1977, when the United Nations General Assembly invited member states to proclaim March 8 as the United Nations Day for Women's Rights and World Peace. But women of Eastern Europe origins in North America were celebrating International Women's Day decades earlier than that. This year, campaign theme is Be Bold for Change. They call on the masses, or call on yourself, to help forge a better working world, a more gender-inclusive world. So, be bold for change. Within the celebrations for Women's Day, there will be tango performances visit the center at 8 p.m., a feast for the senses. Otherwise, at Unity Pavilion on Wednesday 8, organized by Unity Pavilion, bringing together many women with rich experience in life here in Oroville and abroad. It is to share what it means to be a woman, Shakti and beauty, a wife, a mother and partner, an active participant in all professional skills from manual trades to top executive in corporate office. An artist or a scientist, a woman with versatile capacities, a woman who can work 18 to 20 hours a day without thinking on herself. So you're welcome to join them for International Women's Day declared by UNESCO to share and listen. There will be 12 some readings from great women in the world and a cultural evening based on four qualities of the Divine Mother. They will end event with a potluck dinner and they invite all of you to come and with their culinary art. Otherwise, by Mira Group, International Women's Day celebration will be held on 18th of March between 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at South Chu with column competition and dance program. Dr. Sridhar Kumar will share a series of four lectures about men's place in the universe starting on Thursday, 9th of March with What is so unique about human presence in the universe? Followed by 16th of March with How do we humans communicate with each other and with the universe? The birth of science, arts and languages. March 23rd, nature, nurture debate, what makes us who we are, biology or culture. And concluding with March 30th with Jacob's ladder, where must it lead to? The future of man. All the series will be held in Unity Pavilion. Pondicherry Equestrian Challenge PSC 2017 is going on between 9 to 12 of March. Over 60 horses from Chennai, Bangalore, Tirupur, Coimbatore and Pune will be coming to town to take part in the PSC. Oroville riders will be competing against some of the India's best riders in dressage and show jumping. The events will take place between 6:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. and resume from 4 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Within our Oroville conversation by Siru, on Thursday at 3:30 p.m. at Bhavishyat in Bharat Nivas, we will listen to Giacomo's experience on martial arts and yoga. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. they will screen The Mother, The Path of Later On. And at Cinema Paradiso, women's series will be going on. So tonight at 8 p.m. we can see drama Sweet Bean, made in Japan in 2015 and directed by Naomi Kawase. Tomorrow, comedy Grandma, made in USA in 2015 and directed by Paul White. On Wednesday, documentary Peggy Guggenheim, Art Addict, made in USA in 2015 and directed by Lisa Imardino Vrina. The Mother wrote, "Unity does not come from any exterior disposition, but by becoming conscious of the eternal oneness." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on oroviradio.org.